T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Texans OTAs have begun. John McClain's out there at the practice field, as is our entire staff besides me, John, and Figgy, because we got to bring you the best show in Houston. We're going to go out and talk to Seth, 1220, get his observations of practice. We're going to hear from Bill O'Brien at 1. Sean Pendergast is going to join us at 140, tell us what he saw, and we're going to give you a behind-the-scenes look like no other station can right here at Sports Radio 610. There's a lot of pressure on a running back by the name of Sonoris Perry. He's a Bills free agent rookie guy. He's attending their OTAs. Would you care to guess what his jersey number is going to be?
All right, so say that again.
His name is Sonoris Perry. He's a running back out of Louisville. He was undrafted. Mm-hmm. He's a free agent. What do you think his jersey number is going to be?
Well, I'm guessing it's going to be a certain murderer.
Allegedly.
No, not allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson, number 32 for the Buffalo Bills back in the day. His jersey number has been handed to Sonoris Perry. This is the first time the Bills have given someone number 32 since 1977.
I guess.
So my man Perry is going to have to rock the O.J. Simpson jersey number, be the first one in damn near 40 years to do so.
That's not going to be, like if he makes the team, he's going to change his number, right? That's just a preseason thing?
I don't know.
Since 1977. Now, at first, they didn't issue the number because O.J. Simpson was so great, and then they stopped issuing the number because he killed people. But, yeah, that's got to be just for the preseason.
O.J. Simpson was asked about this.
Oh, he was?
He was. And here's what he had to say. Quote, I'm going to cut that mother... No, I'm just kidding. This is courtesy of The Athletic. This is what O.J. Simpson had to say. Whatever they do is fine with me. That's how they feel. That's fine. When I played there, I tried to honor the team. Since I left, I always tried to honor the Bills. And to be honest, it's not something to think about. There's too much else going on in life.
So he's not happy.
He doesn't seem too happy with this guy having his jersey
right?
number 32.
Well, I'm surprised that they actually even gave him that, you know, that much, the number 32. That jersey should not be worn because you see it and you think OJ.
OJ was a good football player.
He was a great football player. I mean, he was one of the best to ever play.
You know, I'm an OJ Simpson, like, addict when it comes to the trial.
Right.
Like, I've watched the trial beginning
That's
to end.
That's your deal. That's one of
like
your...
Like, 10 times.
Yeah.
I befriended F. Lee Bailey, one of the attorneys. Mm-hmm. I can tell you everything about that trial. I could tell you everything about that trial when I was in elementary because my mom was so glued to it and I was just so focused on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you actually had interaction with O.J. Simpson.
I did have interaction with O.J. Simpson.
Tell me about that.
It was not... I wouldn't say it was bad. It was just... it angered me. So I'm coming back from San Francisco, I believe. No, Denver. I was coming back from Denver after covering a game. And this was post-trial. I'm pretty sure. Remember, we talked about this before. I wasn't 100% sure if it was.
How would you not know if it was post or pre-trial, John?
It had to be. I don't know. I don't remember exactly.
How?
What year was the trial?
95.
This had to be pre. You would have looked at him a certain way.
Yeah, if you knew.
But I remember being so angry about it that let me tell this story. So it had to be post-trial. That's what I'm saying. I don't remember exactly, but it had to be because what I remember feeling. All right, so here's what's going on. I flew a million miles for then Continental, then United Airlines. So I would always get upgrades. They would always upgrade me to first class.
Wow.
Thank you. I mean, it's a perk, but, you know, you miss a lot of time at home. But,
you earned it.
But, yeah, it's a
perk. You earned it, OG.
Yeah. So I get upgraded to first class because not everybody checked in. I'm in first class. I'm already probably sipping a glass of wine or yeah. whatever, you know, getting ready to fly back to Houston.
Bad and bougie.
Dang right.
Some hors d'oeuvres.
The door is closing and or closed, and ultimately they stay there for a little bit working on baggage or whatever. Flight attendant, a red coat, a red jacket comes in. The guys from the jetway comes in and says, Mr. Lopez, you don't have to do this. The passenger who bought this seat at full price has arrived, but they arrived after we closed the door. You can just say, lump it, and he's going to have to sit in the back. And I went, nah, you know, whatever. That's fine. He paid full price. I'll get my stuff, and I'll move back to my seat. So I'm gathering my stuff up. I turn around, and I hear a voice say, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Freaking O.J. Simpson. He was probably killing somebody, and it held him up.
Now, you know he can run through an airport, though. You've seen those Hertz commercials.
Yeah. So
my man can run through an airport.
He must have been really late. So it was after departure time. I had already had my upgrade, and I could have said no, but it was freaking O.J. I found out later. And so I was like so frustrated. So that's why I'm telling you, it had to be post-trial. Like
no,
a year
it had to be pre. You would know.
Well, why
for
would
sure.
I be? Well, here's the thing. Why would I be mad?
Because you had to get out of first class.
No, because I remember thinking OJ. I mean, like OJ.
I
really?
Would have said hell no.
But I didn't know who it was at first.
Why didn't you have him sign your ticket?
Why would I?
Because it's OJ.
He's a murderer.
You wouldn't get OJ's autograph right now?
No.
I mean, I'm not even an autograph guy. Would you get a selfie with him?
I would not. I would not.
What okay, so straight up, 100%, and you can look me in the eyes and be honest.
You know me.
No, no, because I know.
I would not walk across the hall to say hello.
Okay. You wouldn't have him on the show for an interview?
I don't care to have him on the show. I mean, if you wanted him, I would be there and participate, but I
would not. You take a picture afterwards?
No.
So,
he's a murderer.
So you're telling me, I know he is. He's a scumbag.
Yeah.
But you're telling me that if O.J. Simpson, if they said, hey, O.J. wants to come in studio and do an interview with y'all, A, you wouldn't want to do the interview. And B,
I would do it if I had to.
You wouldn't take the picture with him in the photo.
Would not take a picture with him. Absolutely. I could care less.
I mean, I respect your morals. I really do. I really, really do. I just think it's a huge part of history. And I know it's terrible. I know it's awful. There was a makeup call as well, and OJ did spend a lot of time in jail and his life's ruined. But it's such a part of history that I think you have to put aside your personal beliefs there.
Right.
I think it's just so historic.
I just don't. I just don't care for the man.
I don't either, but I'm just saying I wouldn't
walk across the hallway. Okay, put it that way.
But you'd give up your seat on a plane. It just seems weird.
Without knowing.
So he's Lopez won't acknowledge him, but he'll give him his seat on a plane. I think this was pre-trial. I think it's your
I don't, because I remember how I felt, how angry I was.
Astros, White Sox last night. Astros looking to get back in the win column. They did it. Peacock on the mound. He goes 5 innings, allows 2 hits, strikes out 9. He's 3-0 since he changed his delivery to the windup instead of just going the stretch full time. So keep an eye on that. Tyler White hits his first bomb of the season. Yeah, Tyler White hits his first bomb of the season. He's now on pace for 3.4. Jake Mariznick also adds a homer. Stros win 3-0. They're back at it again tonight. The ace, Justin Verlander, on the mound. Jose Altuve, before the game yesterday, he fielded some grounders 10 days after he had to leave the game with a sore hamstring and then went on the disabled list. This is Jose Altuve with Mark Berman when we could see the MVP from 2 seasons ago back in the Astros lineup.
It's big. Even when I know the team is playing really good and I'm ready to go out there and help the team however I can. It feels good to go back to, you know, baseball activities. It's not really fun to be sitting out for a long time, and I just want to come back.
They didn't have Springer or Altuve and did that. The other part about this that's interesting is we always talk about the marks in time on a baseball season. We haven't even reached the first one. The first one is Memorial Day. That's coming this coming weekend.
It is.
And they're already 8.5 games up on second place.
Yeah, it's over. The division race is 100% over. It's done. You can start looking at the best record in the league. 4779, by the way, says OJ was proven innocent. You're being a weasel, Lopez.
He could have been proven anything he wants. He's a murderer. and somebody says, y'all would be on OJ like fleas on dog. I'm telling you, no. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't lie.
What do you mean be on him? What does that mean?
Like we'd be all gaga about him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would really go up to him and say, yeah, I'm a huge fan of your work.
Yeah.
Like as much as I say I would interview OJ Simpson, you really think I would go up to him and be like, sir, mm-hmm, this is such an honor and a privilege. I'm the biggest fan of everything you've done. Like, come on, man. Like, what do you think we are, dude?
Or even just, what do you think we are? We'd be, you know, like all kissing his butt or whatever. I would do the interview if they made me do the interview. But I would not.
What would your first question be?
So would you do it? No, I wouldn't do it. No. I don't know. I don't know what it would be. That's a good question.
The one guy had him on and didn't even ask him a question about the murder. I wouldn't do that.
You have to at least reference it. Right?
I mean, it's like, kind of the elephant in the room.
It's part of
right?
his life that was a pretty large part. It was the trial of the century.
He can talk some football, though.
Yeah, he can. People always talk about, this is going to be the trial of the century. This is going to be the... That was the trial of the century.
Yeah, not even close.
There's not even a close.
No, like
that
nothing.
Was it.
Nothing. Nothing's even... Like, there will never be a trial like mm-hmm. that. Like, that is absolutely crazy. The dude went and sliced up his ex-wife and, like, her friend and then got away with it. And then it was just such a spectacle.
My favorite character
insane.
Of all was who's the dude that always...
Cato Kalin?
Yeah, when he squinted when he answered questions. Like
Cato Kalin,
like
yeah.
You smell the wood burning him trying
Cato
to think.
Cato Kalin, yeah.
That was my favorite character.
He was
there
crazy.
There's a lot with that dude that's pretty shady, man.
That I mean, he was living in the guest house. Yes. And he was living there because
he was there when they got killed.
Yeah, he didn't want to live. He didn't want to live in Nicole because he was originally in Nicole's guest house. And then OJ convinced him to come stay in his guest house. And then... The dude's talking about going and getting a cheeseburger. It's just, it's
and every time
it's crazy.
That any of the attorneys, defense or prosecution, asked him a question, he would go, like he'd squint his eyes.
Of course,
like,
he got the endorsement deals and everything.
Yeah.
Freaking Cato. Rockets briefly had their Twitter account suspended yesterday. This amidst all the drama going on in the organization. Pretty amusing. Apparently, they were using copyrighted music. Mm-hmm. PJ Tucker was at Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. We'll tell you what happened there in just a sec. But Scottie Pippen, remember Scottie Pippen talking that smack about the city of Houston? He went pretty hard at PJ Tucker. Listen to this interaction between Tucker and Pippen.
Of course I think so. I mean, I can't. Of course. That's my team and what we do.
You guys are more predictable with your style of play.
For sure.
Can you win with that?
If you look at the analytics and the numbers of it all, when we look at it, man, you know, that's like the highest points per possession you could get. Yeah, man, definitely. I
played a lot of years in this league, and I'll tell you
it's
this.
It's different, though. You don't think it's different?
If I see you for 7 games, you're not going to win playing that style because you're predictable.
I hear you. But
and that's what makes the Golden State Warriors so tough right now.
True, that's very true.
They're not predictable.
They're not predictable without KD.
Being able to guard and being able to stop it is two different things.
Well, but in this league, they don't really allow you to stop.
Man. That's pretty good stuff right there.
He didn't back down.
No, that's the way you're supposed to do it. And actually, it was a good conversation. You know, it was a good back and forth. By the way, do you still think Steve Kerr is not a good head coach?
Yeah.
Big boy?
I mean, he's okay.
Oh, now he's okay. He's been upgraded to okay.
He's all right. I mean, he had the more talented team, and they won.
He didn't have a more talented team the last 2 games.
Come on, dude. They're better than Portland without KD. No one thought Portland was a threat except Charles Barkley, and that was silly. They're better. Yeah, the Warriors roster,
and
even without KD, is better. They're better.
They didn't have KD or Iguodala.
They got the Splash Brothers. That's it. That's all
you
they
just
needed.
Refuse to get off of this point and give a guy credit for...
He's an okay coach.
No. He's more than okay. I'm not saying he's
all right.
He's freaking, you know, Red Auerbach here, Greg Popovich. What I'm saying is you're in the midst of the postseason, the most intense, highest level of play you will ever play all year, and you lose Kevin Durant, and you have to change everything about how you're playing on the fly. And you don't lose a game. You don't. Not only do you play well, you don't lose a game from the time you make that change. You got to give him credit, man. That's a big time.
Congratulations.
That's big time.
The Rockets are gutless, and the Blazers can't finish a game. Congratulations. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Refuse to give him credit, and I'm not like
he's
going to
get all the credit he deserves. Steve Kerr gets plenty of credit. I just think they have the more talented team. More power to him, honestly.
Well, look, they had the most powerful. They didn't have the more powerful team last night.
Yes, they did. You're telling me that if I gave you a choice between Draymond, the Splash Brothers, and what the Warriors got, you would rather have that Blazers team?
I'm talking about last night, not just in terms of pure talent in a bubble, but in everything that's happened. They've been having lost KD and Iguodala and changing their style.
They're still better.
I mean, they won the game. But
so you would rather have what the Blazers were running out there. If I told you AAU coach Lopez, You get to pick which squad you coach.
I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying.
I'm not.
You're clearly not understanding what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if you just say, who are the more talented individuals, you know, the Splash Brothers and Draymond and Lillard and McCollum, I would choose the Splash Brothers and Draymond.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, and this is what I'm trying to get clear, you've had to adjust your rotation, your strategy, and your approach on the fly in the last 6 days, 7 days, and you haven't missed a beat. So that's why I'm saying, under most circumstances, the Blazers would have won both those games, much less one of them, with the other team making those kinds of adjustments. So you got to give Steve Kerr a lot of credit.
He gets credit. Congratulations. You're probably going to win a championship. 8124 on the text line says, I bet Landry thinks the Rockets are still better than the Warriors. I've never said that in my life. Mm-hmm. I said they were going to win game six. That was it. I've never said that a day in my life. That's definitely not true. Apparently Dame Lillard a little bit hobbled as well. Myers Leonard, the center for the Blazers, guy who can kind of stretch the floor a little bit.
What happened? What got into him?
25 points in the first half. Mm-hmm. Can I interest you in a stat?
Please.
At 25 points is his career high in the NBA in a whole game and college. He never scored over 25 points in a single game in college or the NBA. Scored 25 in the first half. However, Warriors rally late. They end up winning 119-117. They trailed by 15 in games 2 through 4, ended up finding a way to win. I want you to be a podium critic for me. Usually okay. I'm the podium critic. But Dame Lillard was at the podium, and Myles Leonard, who we just mentioned, was at the podium. And he kind of took the mic from Dame Lillard to make something clear. Tell me if this is fair or foul of Myles Leonard to do for Dame Lillard.
I had a great postseason.
Let me just say something real quick. Dame and I have been here together 7 years, and I study a lot of film. And for anyone who thinks that, you know, he wasn't productive or he should have made more shots or he should have scored more, go watch the film. They throw a lot of bodies at him, essentially saying, Damian Lillard, you are not going to beat us. So I just want to make sure the naysayers know how much of an impact he has, how great of a leader he is, and his willingness to find the next man and count on them to make a play. And it's as simple as that.
Okay.
I'm good with that. He's just got his guys back.
Okay.
He pulled a Kanye.
I don't need.
Well, okay. He kind of did.
If I'm Dame Lillard, I don't need Myles Leonard standing up for me at the podium. Especially when he's wearing a sleeveless hoodie yesterday. I don't know what exactly he was trying to pull there, but
right.
No, thank you. Dame Lillard can speak for himself. You don't need to speak for Dame Lillard.
But in that context, is it wrong? Because Damian Lillard was not going to defend himself like that and say, hey, you guys, you know, are you not watching the film? They're double-teaming me every game. You know, then he looks like a little complainer, excuse maker.
What, like,
I have no problem with it.
So people need to go watch the film to know that Dame Lillard was getting a lot of attention.
Well, that's what he was. He was just had his guys back.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many media guys were like, you know what? I'm going to go watch the tape. Myles Leonard has a point. I'm going to go watch the tape.
Maybe. Not very many, but maybe.
John Lopez, the OG Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you on a Tuesday. Sports Radio 610. Texans are on the field right now practicing. We're going to take you out there in 20 minutes. Seth Payne's going to give us an update on what he sees. And speaking of the Texans, they got an opportunity to add a six-time Pro Bowler to the roster. Me and John Lopez think they should both jump on that opportunity and make it happen. We'll tell you why next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.